anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, Derek Stenson along with you on this Friday after the national championship game. Coming up on the program today, your thoughts and our thoughts. Again, that's exactly right. Your thoughts and our thoughts about the national championship game last night. I think we'll actually talk more about the game than what the hell Tim Tebow's going to do, because that's all they seem to be interested in this morning on the network. Also, we're going to hear from Billy C. That's right, our old coach Billy C., what he thought of the game, what he thought of the Husker season, and where he's going to be. Reports now, New York Daily News says that Eric Mangini wants him to be his offensive coordinator with the Cleveland Browns. Good luck, Brady Quinn. He could be the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns. The publication also saying that the New York Jets do not have to let him out of his contract because one of the clauses is moving up his title up for a different organization. And so we will hear from the coach about that. And we'll also talk a little Nebraska basketball. Paul Volander, Nebraska senior starting guard, as the Big 12 season gets underway tomorrow. We'll hear from him in the second half of the program today. But, Tony, there's only one place to start today, and we'll get to the emails. Already have some flowing in. Love to hear from you. Some are talking about how the rankings should have been, how they are, the game last night. Fire them off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. Daddy, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Put it in your favorites. You only have to type it once, and then you can fire off to the show. We will be giving away two things today. Our Bowl Bash champion, word is
that they will have it.
We're confirming it right now. The powers that be, 9-2 out of the 11 games that was selected is what we're told. And we'll get to that in just a moment and see who wins the Slumberland, a recliner refrigerator unit, Schroeder Smoke Foods, the Tri-City Storm offerings that we have, all that coming up. Plus, a Sun Heat Space System is going out today for the hot topic of the week. Your chance to win one of those beautiful systems that we'll tell you about a little bit as well. But, Daddy, we have to get into it. I'm going to let you go first. Offhanded comment, I guess, is what we left yesterday. Usually these national championship games are much more defensive than people thought, and I guess that was the case last night, but all over, what do you think?
Well, I just thought it was so many missed opportunities by Oklahoma, and you know, it starts in the first half, and question what you want. You can say the interception right before half, and then they snap the ball with 10 seconds left. You can say the series before that, the play call, which I just think was on another planet. I don't understand how you do that. You know, Doug, we're standing there, and I say, don't you just put a hand in somebody's belly and walk Bradford into the end zone? Everybody's collapsing on that run. There was no misdirection. It was straight ahead. There's four guys in the backfield. The poor running back, nowhere to go. Then you do the same thing on fourth down. I just don't understand. You know, all the talent that Oklahoma had. And, you know, by the way, Jermaine Grisham, with 3 minutes left, and you try and run over a cornerback when you're a yard from being out of bounds, enjoy taking the Wonderlic test, brother. You are a moron.
I ask you this right now. Who was the better football team?
Undoubtedly, I think Oklahoma was a better football team. Undoubtedly.
Do you think Bob Stoops was outcoached?
There's no doubt in my mind. He's just above his head. Derek's shaking his head because Derek liked Florida yesterday.
Derek? Absolutely. You're trying to say that Oklahoma lost the football game. Florida won that football game. They were the better team. They were the faster team. They were faster on defense. They took care of their opportunities when they had them. Unlike Oklahoma, you can say the play, you can argue with the play calls all you want. And I was doing the same thing you were. I was, what the heck are they doing running exact same running play right up the gut when they just got stuffed on when they, you need to take the points. It's a defensive game that early in the game. What the hell is Stoops doing? He needs to take the points. So maybe Oklahoma lost the game a little bit, but from my standpoint, what I saw last night, I think Florida was the better team and they won the game.
I think Oklahoma was the better football team. And just because Florida has speed doesn't make them the better football team. And I've heard that all morning long. Yes, they had speed. But what were the two? We kind of, from our little nickel and dime perspective, talked about what it was going to take to win this football game. I said, you know, two things basically. Oklahoma was going to have to protect Bradford and, run the ball, which they did. And you had to make Tim Tebow beat you with his arm, which they didn't do. Now, Tebow did drive them the last drive, the last touchdown drive. He did put the ball in the air. But Oklahoma quit running the ball in the second half, and Percy Harvin ran all over him, who was the most outstanding player of the game. That's just every sports writer that voted for Tim Tebow ought to have their head slapped. Because there's so many different things I want to touch on. But here is, again, you know, yesterday we talked about the lead story always coming down, and that yesterday morning there was no mention that the national title game was even being played. Well, here's your lead story today. Florida celebrating that last night. But I'm just going to read it exactly how it is and just show you who the media was for in last night's game, like most of the public. And if you can't tell from this story, then you don't follow sports. Florida is celebrating its second national championship in 3 years, following last night's 24-14 win over Oklahoma. Tim Tebow was named the game's most outstanding player, running for 109 yards and passing for another 231 and two touchdowns, including a game-clinching scoring strike to David Nelson with 3:07 left. Heisman Trophy winner Sam Bradford threw 256 yards and two scores, but was picked off twice. So was Tim Tebow! Let's see. Bradford threw for as many scores, more yards, and had as many picks. But according to this story, he's a chump, and Tebow rules all.
Okay. Well, he did missionary work in the Philippines.
Tim Tebow's a great kid. That's not the point.
Haiti was
talking,
the third world country.
We are talking about football. We are talking about football.
Things, I wish last night they would have talked about football.
Well, we'll get to Fox's coverage later, I'm sure, as well, and the officiating in the football game, which, you know, the officiating between the lines was good, but when you review three plays, including an incomplete pass in the first, 6 minutes, and you don't review the first touchdown of the game where he clearly had his ass on the ground and then stuck the ball across the goal line, and then the ball hit the end zone and it flies out, that's fine. They're going to score anyway. But he didn't get in. They don't even review it. And then, please God, I had to point it out because we were lucky enough to have a little TiVo last night watching the game, rewinding it. The opening kickoff of the second half where everybody's yelling, that idiot kicked it out of bounds. And then the Florida return man fields the ball, steps out of bounds, I believe twice, but clearly once before he even gets up the field. And instead of the ball being marked out at the six or seven-yard line, he's down at the 29 or 30. Oh, my God, how can you miss that? And that was just a couple glaring. This is the national championship where you're reviewing everything, and you miss two huge plays in that football game for momentum, for a score, for field position. Let's see, would you rather start at the 7 or the 29? Unbelievable. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. And one other thing. Matt Clapp, I believe, is who I'm going to run on today. Good job, number 34. Good job. You almost, maybe, when it comes right down to film watching, single-handedly lost Oklahoma the football game. Who's Matt Clapp? He's number 34. If you remember this football game last night, we take you to the field goal attempt that was blocked by Oklahoma. Not only was he the man that missed his block on the field goal attempt, which allowed it to be blocked, he was the fullback on the previous play that missed a block on 3rd-and-1 that would have opened up the hole to get the first down. He misses two straight blocks that lead to, well, no points. Oklahoma gets the first two turnovers, how many points do they get?
Zero.
Florida, you know, that was our talk at the halftime. Has Oklahoma squandered their chance to win the football game? At that time, I still thought they're the better football team. It's a tie game. They're still the better football team. They will win in the second half. And again, they had their opportunities in the second half and didn't cash it in. And even after Florida took the lead at 14-7 and Oklahoma marched right down the field and scored and tied it at 14, then they're marching down the field again. And the good hands play of the game was Oklahoma not catching it, and it goes through his hands to the Florida defensive back, and that was the defensive play of the game, and that was what churned this football game around last night. A whole lot there to digest. Feel free to jump in on any point from last night's game.
Do you think Bob Stoops wakes up and has just horrible nightmares of the shovel pass? That option shovel pass?
Well, that's a great call.
But they continue to run it. That's a great play.
And something has to work if you're that good. You know, Oklahoma ran the ball pretty good. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Here's Bill from Kearney, guys.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Morning, guys. Had comments on both the game last night and the whole debate that we've been hearing this morning on the title. And really, it comes down to a choice of words. I mean, last night, Oklahoma was probably playing better, but I think Florida was the better team. If you look at all three phases of the game, they were more consistent in all three than Oklahoma was. And then all this debate that's been going on this morning, trying to figure out who's the best team, and it's all hypothetical situations. The national champion should be whoever had the best season and deserves it the most. It's not trying to run scenarios of would USC be favored over Oklahoma or would they be favored over Florida and all that kind of stuff.
And so you think Florida should be and is deservedly the number one team then?
I'd say when you weigh everything, yeah, probably.
All right, Bill, thanks so much for the call. We sure appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. Weigh in with your thoughts. We've got all kinds of email to get to here. Let's get to Jim, the delusional Husker, who says, wow, thanks, Oklahoma, and, quote, big game, Bob. Now I can't listen to ESPN radio for the next few days. All we'll hear about is how bad the Big 12 defenses were and how the SEC has the greatest conference in the world and Tim Tebow can deliver babies and throw touchdown passes at the same time. Sick! Oklahoma squandered its chances in the first half. I had a feeling those missed opportunities would come back and bite them in the second half. It seemed that Florida made the better adjustments and Oklahoma didn't. As a Husker fan, my old motto was my favorite two teams are the Huskers and whoever is playing the Sooners, but I wanted the Big 12 to have a good showing. I also feel bad for this year's Huskers not being ranked in the top 25. They could have just as easily been 22 or 23, but I'm sure the Oklahoma and Missouri game being nationally televised turned some voters against the Big Red. There's always hope for next year. How long until spring ball? Jim.
Huskers ranked 29th and 30th, respectively, in those two polls.
Yeah, I thought they'd be a little bit closer.
Yeah, Bill from Deschler on the line here, guys.
We're going to Deschler, home of the Dragons, where they've got pretty good basketball teams down there. The girls kind of taking over. Nice article on the Doll Girl in the Hastings Trib yesterday. Bill, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Just, can you hear me?
I got you. What's going on?
Okay. Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I thought Oklahoma lost the game. It wasn't the Florida's either. And you guys were just talking about the top 25. I was amazed. I kind of thought we'd be at least 25, you know? But I just didn't know if maybe you guys thought because of the way the Big 12 ended up in the bowls that we didn't get the love or what?
Well, I did get a read that Steve Sipple had Nebraska at 24, and I think that's, you know, it's tough for Sip because I know he wants Nebraska to be ranked number one, and so you're trying to find a happy medium there.
Well, and it's also curious. Nebraska got 64 points. And there are 64. There were 65 guys that got their votes in last night for the college football poll. So that means averaging number 25, because that'd be a point apiece. And if Sipple only put them at 24, some people had to have Nebraska higher rated, and your home state, boy, that's all the higher they put them. I have to think that's one of the reasons, and it wasn't Steve's fault, because you needed 137 points to get in. So I guess, again, we talked about it yesterday, Bill, they're just going to have to keep winning.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, on the girls' game, Lawrence Nelson Deschler, you guys better come down and watch it.
Good basketball. We will
yes.
We will point some people in that direction, my friend.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Bill. Hey, Nebraska finished 9-4, Tony. Here are the other 9-4 teams from the Big, or not from the Big 12, but just across the country. These teams were all 9-4. Mississippi, ranked 14th in the country, beat Texas Tech, beat Florida. Oklahoma State, 16th. Oregon State, 18th. Iowa, 20th. Florida State, 21st. Georgia Tech, 22nd. West Virginia, 23rd. Michigan State, 24th. There were two 10-4 teams, and those were Virginia Tech and Missouri, which both beat Nebraska, ranked 15th and 19th in the Associated Press poll. Cal also finished 9-4. They were 25th in the coaches poll.
Pretty tough to argue when, you know, you got Missouri at 19th, correct?
Right.
Virginia Tech at 16th. Well, obviously, you're not going to be ahead of either the one of those. And really, when you put those other teams up against them, you know, probably in about that right spot. And I'm not up in arms. I don't think anybody really, you know, should they have been? I don't know. It's a tough call when you get down to that group of teams.
Mark in Minden says, sounds like Daddy lost money on Oklahoma last night.
No, Daddy didn't lose money.
Daddy's very smart. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Edit the podcast. Edit the podcast, which you can always hear on the website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Lost. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. The mailman fires in and says, to dreary and drearier. I assume that's us. First off, H-Man, you are the dumbest person in America if you think Utah could compete with either Florida or Oklahoma. Either one of those teams would have tore the Utes a new you-know-what. Your premature picks on crowning a national championship mimics... Well, I'm not going there. Wow. Jeez, put the crack pipe away and get back to reality. On the other hand, I thought it was an awesome game. Why did Stoops go for it on fourth down? I kind of think that might have been a game-changing decision. Regardless, Stoops still has the moniker of Choke-Lahoma and losing five straight BCS games. That's right, he said Choke-Lahoma. Maybe him and the sweater vest are pen pals. I believe the game came down to a few decisions. Kick the field goal, points are points, and Tim Tebow is totally awesome. I hope the man comes back next year because he'll get the Heisman again after this game. Here is all that. He is all that in a bag of chips. And the mailman says the top five should read Florida, USC, Texas, Oklahoma, Utah. The top four would beat Utah any day of the week. Catch you next week, the mailman. Put that in contention. Put Jim, the delusional fan, in contention.
You can question those calls all you want. I guess, Doug, but you go back to halftime should have been easily 13-7. I had two chip shot field at worst case scenario.
Of course, maybe Matt Clapp wouldn't have blocked again, and they would have come in and blocked both those field goals. And again, one other decision. Why did Oklahoma feel that it was necessary to go to the hurry-up mode in the red zone on that fourth and one play in question? They went to the hurry-up and snapped it right away. If you're going to be the defense, the one thing that you can cover when they come right up to the line is the rush. I mean, that's the one thing that you should be ready to cover. You can fall over and make a tackle against a rush. But, you know, the hurry-up and the red zone, just so many things from last night's ball game. And Oklahoma didn't win the ball game, and that's all it came down to.
You know, you look at the time of possession, and it's not even close. It's in Florida's favor, 35 minutes of 20. You know, they had the ball 10 more minutes. You know, they did control the clock, especially at the end when they needed to get first downs. And I think, you know, and Oklahoma knew they were going to rush the ball because they didn't want to risk an incomplete pass, and they couldn't stop them. Does anybody ever get a – I'm not watched an extensive amount of the Florida Gators. Have saw them periodically throughout the year. You know, some weeks watch a half, some weeks watch a quarter. For as much as that guy carries the ball, does anyone ever get a square shot on him?
Or Tebow got hit a couple times last night.
But for as much as he carries the ball up the middle, you'd think the guy would be just battered and beat around. I mean, it's almost like a dare.
Most of that game was well executed last night, drawn up with that month and a half of prep. They knew what to do. They knew to draw the middle linebacker out of there. They knew on design quarterback draws where everybody was going to be. You had smart players playing in the football game, for the most part, that were in control. And again, Percy Harvin, to come back from whatever, how bad that ankle injury was, that was the most outstanding performance last night. One more thing before we go to break. Paul Volander, Nebraska men's basketball. Billy C. in New York is going to join us and talk a little football, we think, is coming up in the next segment. Tony, Utah was second in the AP poll, fourth in the coaches poll. Also, Alabama, sixth in the country.
Well, the coaches are required, right, to vote?
Yeah, one coach voted for Utah.
Guess wonder who that was. Somebody standing up for their team. Mac Brown. Take a hint, Mac Brown. What Mac Brown have Texas, eighth?
Firing off here, Mike at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Hey, guys, what do you think? OU's loss probably played a major factor in Nebraska's not being ranked. If OU takes care of business against Florida, we may pick up a couple of votes, but Oklahoma's loss hurt us, easily the difference between being rated or not. We needed a lot more points than what we got. I think that did play a factor into it. Oklahoma and Missouri both losing, those were our two biggest losses. You look at these 9-4 teams, Michigan State, good effort against Georgia.
Well, Missouri won. But
Georgia Tech, the opposite. Northwestern was the better team that night. Georgia Tech beat Georgia. Florida State, impressive bowl win. Iowa, impressive bowl win. Oregon State, not impressive, but I guess, you know, maybe Oregon State, they beat USC. There's your, you know, Nebraska doesn't have the signature win that everybody else has that's 9-4. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more, including Billy C., right after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
You want the best value available on ATVs, so get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV, or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVS or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Get into Indian Head Golf Course today for super savings on everything in our pro shop. Great savings on quality name brand golf equipment and clothes. Some marked down at clearance prices. Ask for Tom or Pat and make an offer. We've got to make space for the 2009 items, so no reasonable offer will be refused. It's the winter clearance sale going on now at Indian Head Golf Course Pro Shop, Grand Island. Indian Head Golf Course, where the fun never ends.
This Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and we'll bring you a special doubleheader on Westwood One. First, rookie quarterback Joe Flacco leads the Baltimore Ravens into Tennessee to take on the AFC's top-seeded Tennessee Titans. Then in Part 2, Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald lead the Arizona Cardinals' aerial attack into Carolina to meet D'Angelo Williams and the Panthers. The NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 43 are right here.
Catch every game of the NFL playoffs beginning Saturday at 3 on ESPN Radio.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area throughout the afternoon hours, as we'll see more developing cloud cover as temperatures stay fairly steady in the 40s and then fall off later today with northwest winds to 20 to 35 miles per hour. A few rain showers are possible, which could turn to some snow showers later on today. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 43.
That's it. The fight song of your national champion, Florida Gators. I've been watching ESPN all morning today, so I know how to get my Sports Illustrated National Championship, you know, Florida Gators stuff. When can I get that? I don't have to wait to celebrate. I can go to Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney. Across from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone out front saying, come on in. It's not over just because the bowl seasons are done and the holidays have wrapped up. We still have the NFL playoffs, and we're going to talk NFL with Coach Billy C here in just a little bit. But, hey, bone-in and boneless ham, cut to order. You want a big old honking $70 ham, you can get it. You want $20 ham, you can get it. You want $500 meat package, they'll put it together for you. It's winter time. What do you do in the winter? You eat. What do you do in the summer and fall and spring, Daddy?
Well, I eat then as well. You don't want a prime rib that big? That's right. I say it all the time. Whack! They cut it for you. Whack! Down to the size you want.
USDA certified Angus, $7.49 a pound for flat iron, $7.89 a pound for broiled. What do they do to that USDA certified Angus steak, Tony?
They season it and marinate it.
Garlic sausage, Italian wings.
Hello.
Is that something new we got to get? Man, carrying the game, keep making great food and adding to the selection. It's the best in town. Folks, if you haven't tried it, do it today. They always have the snack sticks, the string cheese. Anywhere from a sandwich to a huge weekend family get-together or friend's meal. And, of course, great selection of beer and wines as well. At Troutman's Quality Meats, stop by and see Carrie and the gang today, this weekend. They're open for you across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Tony, as we talked about, among the many things in the first segment of the show today, the national championship game, but also mentioning that former coach Bill Callahan now may not know where to go, what to do. Husker fans can tell him where to go. But the reports from the New York Daily News say that Eric Mangini, fired from the Jets, now the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns, is interested in hiring the coach as his offensive coordinator. Now, according to the New York Daily News, if Coach Callahan, who is well-respected by the Jets, can keep him if they want because a different NFL franchise has a higher job title for him, then Coach Callahan might be required to stay. And, of course, a offensive coordinator position would be more than an offensive line coach. So we go straight to the source. And all the way from his suburban workout facility in New York, Billy C. joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
How good to talk to both you guys. It's been a while. I apologize. I've been working out here to my tunes here. Hold on.
Sorry about that.
I apologize there. I was doing some bicep curls here in my basement and going to my iPod and my iPod, as you like to say. we're just working out here. You get ready for the upcoming football year.
Coach, I understand, most folks, they'll go in and they'll work out with the free weights, but you're able to use the old Nebraska offensive playbook and get a lot of weight out of the curls there. Do you still use that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're getting at there, Dan. But I'm not sure I appreciate it either, or appreciate your tone of that question. But you're absolutely right. I do use that. It was a big book. It was a big playbook full of great football plays, as evidenced by the great times we had in Nebraska and the records that we set there. And, sometimes you need a lot of plays in order to succeed, and something Nebraska could have used this year.
Well, Coach, everybody's focusing in on your future. Where do you see yourself when the season starts next year?
I see myself as doing an excellent job in every area. It really doesn't matter where that is or what that is. I'm not in control of that. It's unfortunate what happened to my good friend, Eric Mangini. One of my favorite football guys. But, it's tough to see. He and I are very good football friends. He hired me a couple of years ago as a run game coordinator for the New York football Jets, which made perfect sense since all I did at Nebraska was run the football. I can't even recall a time when we passed the football at Nebraska. But
Joe Gaines was just saying that the other day.
Yeah, he understands how important I am. This season I did an excellent job in every area. Unfortunately, some of the play calling was a little subpar, but that was out of my hands. I was just doing the run game. We ranked up 10 in the National Football League in that. I think the stats speak for itself. That's stats. That's development. That's coaching. And it's hard to argue with the numbers.
Coach Billy C is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A pretty successful season with the Jets. They would have liked to finish a little stronger than you did, Coach. And now you have interviewed for the head coaching position. How'd that go?
Well, it went real well. And, I did interview for this position as head football coach of the New York Football Jets. I think I did a great football job. And I think it'd be a natural fit for me, considering I called most of the plays anyway as run game coordinator. But I don't know if you know this or not, but I interview real well.
I've heard that.
Yeah, people seem to like my demeanor. You know, my attitude about life and the game of football, which is one and the same. And I would anticipate getting this football job, but if the general manager doesn't know what is well, excuse if the chips don't fall my way, is what I meant to say there. I'll have plenty of other football opportunities, but the interview went real well, and the key question I was asked was, "How will you do here? What will you do as head football coach?" And I answered the way I always do. I said, well, I can promise you this. We could lose all 60 games, but I'll still do an excellent job in every area.
Billy C. joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We go to the Dent Popper inbox, have an email here that says, Coach Billy C.'s genius was shown again this year by Thomas Jones' output and the running game improvement of the New York Jets, signed Dave and Carney. Then he goes and kind of says some things about your quarterback, Brett Favre, on talk radio there in New York. Should Brett not have thrown the ball quite as much down the stretch?
Well, I hope I spelled Carney right in that email. I don't know about that. Yeah, it's tough to be a football coach on a football team when you got a football quarterback who's definitely on his last leg. In his last arm and his last any other appendage. But, it was difficult for these football coaches. He did okay. But, as he insinuated, as he talked about in the media recently, he kind of wore out down the stretch. And that really hamstrings us as football coaches when you got a subpar quarterback. Doing those types of things. But, we probably should have run the football a little bit more there. But like I said, as run game coordinator, we were ready to run the football. And, but my good friend, who I have no problem throwing under the bus, he took bad football calls. And, that sometimes happens, which is why I'd like a shot as head football coach. And, I don't need a great football quarterback in order to succeed, as evidenced by what I was able to do with Zach Taylor.
Coach, you bring up the college game with Zach Taylor. Did you get a chance to see the game last night and your thoughts?
I did watch that football game last night. And, it's tough since I left the Big 12. That league has really dropped off. It's really unfortunate there. Like, you leave for 1 minute and the whole place goes to hell. I did watch that football game. Really impressed with the University of Florida and Tim Tebow. And he's a tremendous football player. He's not sure what he had there written on his face, but it was a shout out to his friend John. But I don't know who that is or what he's got going on there, but he's a good football player. But, it was a good college football season. And, Nebraska had a so-so football season. But, it's funny, though, from what I'm reading online out here in the Big Apple on the World Wide Web, it would seem like Nebraska just won a national championship or something. And, they won 6 of their last 7 games. How many of those were against ranked teams? 4 of those were against teams that didn't qualify for a bowl game. That's a Travis Shand mockery. But, when I was there, we made a habit of beating ranked teams, if not playing them. You know, the Gator Bowl is nice, but you know, it's nowhere near the Cotton Bowl. And, well, they played an ACC team in Clemens, and you know, we played an SEC team in Auburn. And you know, we saw last night how good the SEC is. And you know, we would have won that Cotton Bowl had it not been for poor execution by our mindless players on that fake punt. But I'm not going to rehash history here. You know, Bo Pallady won 9 games. It was overhyped, but he did well. But you know, it wouldn't surprise me if the Pack and Husker fans' minds are a little upset, knowing what could have been if they didn't change head football coaches.
Well, Coach, it seems like it's working out for you, and you're working out back there in the in your offices. I know, continuing the curls during the interview, and you know, whether you're the next head coach of the Jets or offensive coordinator at Cleveland or college football phenom at Idaho, we know that you're going to continue to just turn programs around, and we always appreciate your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I really appreciate that. You guys have a great radio program. And, you know, anytime you want, you have me on. And we'll do this, you and Doggy and Dietrich, they're running the board. Guys do a tremendous job. You guys have a great day. I'm going to continue working out here, because if you're not growing, you're dying. And, I intend to grow the rest of my life.
Billy C. from New York, going back to his workout. We always appreciate Coach Billy C. joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, man. Somebody's going to catch him under a bus someday. It is time. Big announcement, Derek. Big, big announcement. Do you have big announcement music?
Let me find some.
The moment's passed. The moment is passed. It is time for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bash winner, with a record of 9-2, out of the football hotbed of Holstein, Nebraska, winning a Frosty Fridge Recliner from Slumberland Furniture, Jeff Schernicka is our winner, going 9-2 in the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bash. He is the champion, Jeff Schernicka, dancing around the streets of Holstein. And now he's done, because he made it all the way down Main Street in that amount of time. Congratulations to Jeff, the winner of a Frosty Fridge Recliner from Slumberland Furniture. We'll have many more winners with Schroeder Smoke Foods, Tri-City Storm, and all that. Congratulations to Jeff Schernicka from Holstein. He's your winner, Daddy.
Awesome job.
How did we do?
9-2. I believe we were
close, obviously. 8-3, right? Obviously.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You figure those out. And while we go to break, we want to make another person a winner with a family four-pack of Tri-City Storm hockey tickets. Their choice for Saturday or Sunday, Derek, or is it Saturday?
Tomorrow night.
Family four-pack of hockey tickets to tomorrow night's Tri-City Storm game, 7:05 face-off. And did you have something special, or did you want me to go with caller 5?
We can go with caller 5.
Caller 5, 1-888-455-ESPN. Caller 5, 1-888-455-ESPN. A family four-pack of Tri-City Storm hockey tickets for Saturday night's home game. We'll be right back with Paul Volander of the Huskers after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
You are LaDainian Tomlinson, star running back for the San Diego Chargers. Work was tough today. A lot of meetings. Tired and hungry, you grab a can of Campbell's Chunky Fully Loaded Soup. Beef stew, loaded with lean meat protein. Yeah, protein's good. Like the work you did today. The people at the top have noticed. You are LaDainian Tomlinson, in more ways than you know. Campbell's Chunky. Fill up on the good stuff.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, it can save you hundreds by being the one-stop place to compare Progressive's rates to those of other top companies. What's more, if you have any questions, we offer live phone support 24/7. And if you'd like to picture us with soap opera good looks, then go right ahead. What else would you expect in utopia? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations. RV owners know there are only two seasons, RV season and wishing for RV season. And Rich & Sons has a cure for the wishing at the RV Expo Show at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. 3 days of the latest designs and models. 3 days of rebates, discounts, and blowouts. 3 days when you can say yes to an RV or camper from Rich & Sons and save even more than ever. Noon to 8 January 9th and 10th. Noon to 5 January 11th. Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. Come see Rich & Sons.
Hi, this is Cindy with the Kearney Family YMCA. It's almost 2009 and there is no better time than now to change the way you look and feel. At the Kearney Family YMCA, we welcome a new year and a new you. With new cardio equipment, challenging programs, and a membership category for everyone, this is the place to be. During our Pay the Day promotion in January, the earlier you join, the better the price. So come see what's new at the Kearney Family YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities.
You're going to love what you see at our booth. I'm Doug Detterding with a personal invitation to visit the Detterding booth at the Kearney Home Builder Show. It's January 16th through the 18th. You're welcome to see hundreds of ideas for home improvement, but you'll be especially pleased to see our spa, sauna, fireplace, home decor, and lighting display, all designed to make your life both healthy and comfortable. Again, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Then the following week, Detterding's will be at the Grand Island Home Show.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Missouri All-American Jeremy Maclin has decided this morning to turn pro after two record-breaking seasons with the Tigers. Two-time All-American led the nation in all-purpose yardage as a sophomore. His 2,833 all-purpose yards were the fifth most in NCAA history. 17 touchdowns, caught 102 passes for Missouri this season. So Jeremy Maclin is going pro. 79-year-old Bobby Bowden says details of his new contract being finalized. He will be back for a 34th season as football coach at Florida State. Of course, as we said, 21st, 9-4 this year. And all the NFL playoff games will be heard right here on ESPN Radio. Daddy will give us his selections at the end of the show as we have a doubleheader Saturday and Sunday. Paul Volander just around the corner here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk Nebraska basketball.
You think Washington's sounding a lot better to Gary Pinkel right now?
I think so.
Doug, before we get to Paul Volander, we want to tell you about a winner in the field, and that's Dyna-Gro. Optimized profit potential and peace of mind. You need to try the superior crop safety of the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system. Here's what it can provide. Additional bushels on your yield, an increase of up to $18 an acre or more to your bottom line, enhanced protection to your investment. See for yourself why Roundup Ready Corn 2 makes perfect profit sense. Plant it on your acres and watch your potential grow. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. Hey, they've quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America. There's a reason why more Dyna-Gro was planted on more acres this year than ever before. The same will be said next year. Hey, get a hold of Aaron Foster. He's right south of town in the Minden Holder area. Get a hold of Lauren Kaiser as well. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today. Don't know who your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer is? 1-800-652-9298. They'll point you in the right direction. Dyna-Gro.
A lot of football talk, of course, with the championship game last night, Tony, but we cannot forget that both the Nebraska men and women start the Big 12 Conference tomorrow, and both are at home.
Well, it's on. 10-3 Nebraska. You know, you say 10-3 heading into the Big 12 season. You can say what you want about the non-conference schedule, but we're pleased to be joined by a member of the squad and Paul Volander right now. Paul, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome.
Quite welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, Paul, you have to be looking forward, I would assume, to the start of the Big 12 season. I know a lot of Nebraska fans are glad that for once you don't have to start off with Kansas, but tell us a little bit about this Missouri ball club that was ranked in the top 25 and how excited you are to get conference play started.
Oh, it's a great privilege to be able to play against in the Big 12 to begin with, and then against a team like Missouri. They're an athletic ball club, and looking forward to it.
Paul, I think the general question out there with the lack of size is, how are you guys going to match up? Can you answer that question at all?
Mental toughness. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but we got to be. We really got to play as a unit, understand what our game plan is, and execute. Because we don't have the room for error. You know, we don't have some of the luxury that other teams have in terms of getting, you know, second chances and for rebounding. But it's not to say we don't have big guys. It's just we don't have as much size. So.
Paul Volander of the Nebraska men's basketball team joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul, kind of going back to that, how disappointed are the members of the team that maybe you don't have the players that you thought you were going to have? And we talk about Robert Sully and a variety of those. When the last year ended, it sounded like, boy, some kids that were redshirt and some kids that were going to come in were going to help you and a couple of your teammates really take that next step. How disappointing is it that you didn't have all those guys come in?
It doesn't help, obviously, when you don't have as many guys as you thought you'd have. But, you move on and you go with what you got. And obviously that's what the coaches do and that's what we have to do. But so looking back now, that's not going to help us at all. I mean, we are what we are, and we're still excited about what we can do.
Paul, I think Coach has said this early in the season. He's never had a group in better physical condition. Can you talk about those practices and the misery that you guys had to go to get to this point?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. We've worked hard. I mean, every team works hard, I think, at this level, but we're no exception. Our weight coach and all of our coaches, they pushed us since day one, and I think we're in great shape, and it's been a tough journey, but it's been worth it.
As things backed off now, once you've gotten in some games, I mean, going into the Big 12 season, you know you've got to have your legs under you. Has that backed way off the conditioning?
Yeah, it changes. It really does. The intensity is always there. It always will be with Doc, and I'm fond of that, because I think it's great that he can keep that mentality throughout the season. But, yeah, obviously we're not going to be practicing 4 hours long or anything like that anymore. And, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours max now of practicing. And but it's still intense, but definitely cognizant of the fact that, yeah, it's as you get it later in the season, you got to save your legs for those games.
Paul Volander, Nebraska men's basketball team, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play Missouri tomorrow. ESPN2 has it at 1 o'clock, and we'll have it on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. Paul, you are 10-3, and again, you had some tests early over Christmas. A lot of schools that maybe a lot of just regular basketball fans maybe hadn't heard of, but you're starting to put some points up on the board. Is that the level of competition, or are you guys starting to hit your stride a little bit offensively?
Well, time will tell. I think ultimately talk is cheap with where we're going with our offense, and we'll see. The Big 12 will be a great test, but I think we've definitely practiced long and hard in our offensive execution. So hopefully our experience with that thus far will pay off, and hopefully we'll be able to keep getting better.
Paul, I guess when you look at a point total, if you guys are going to come out on top with a small, quicker lineup than most teams out there, is this an up-and-down, fast-tempo team you guys would like to get to 75-80, or do you need to slow it down?
I think the thing about our team is we don't have those opportunities to get second chances and third chances on offense as much, and so I don't think you're going to see a lot of high-scoring games from us, just because when you got to make your first shot, it's hard to score a lot of points on offense, and we got to get a lot of guys back because of our size. So I think we're going to be probably in the 60s would be my prediction. But who knows? If we're hitting shots, then that could change.
Paul Volander joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. When are you going to get a mohawk like Harley's got?
Probably tomorrow, actually.
Is this, we got something going on here team-wise?
No, just kidding.
you would consider it for team bonding, though?
Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of other things you can do for team bonding.
We talked with Paul a little bit before the interview that he comes in from Blacksburg, Virginia. His family moved here. Tell us a little bit about the lifestyle change, because every college kid has it, but you're from a pretty good hotbed of athletics out there in Blacksburg, and how that, I guess, transitions to Lincoln, Nebraska.
I think it prepared me well to be able to play, be in an area where there's a lot of great players, and to come out and have that transition to the college level is definitely helpful. I'm thankful for that. All the players I got a chance to play against in high school and in AAU on the East Coast has been great.
Paul, what's the atmosphere been like at Nebraska? I know when Doc Sadler got in here, it seemed like the fans wanted to come back in and help this be a winning program. But still, you guys obviously have a couple of steps left to take. As far as the atmosphere and how you think fans feel about the program, is it pretty positive? Are you starting to see it grow a little bit?
Absolutely. I really think everyone that I talk to, at least, or listen to, they're excited about the effort and the enthusiasm that's in our program. And I think it's just a matter of time. You know, I mean, everyone wants to win, and everyone wants to win fast. But, I mean, Doc does things the right way. And there's no better motivator. And he knows what he's talking about in X and O's. And so it's just a matter of time, really, before winning will take care of itself eventually, and I'm excited where we're going.
Paul, you look down the Big 12, whether it be Kansas or Oklahoma, are there a couple marquee players out there that you are really excited to go up against and see how you guys match up against?
Each game is that game will be our focus, and so we got our hands full. So I'm looking at the whole league because there's a lot of good players. There's probably going to be a couple first-round picks coming out of the Big 12 again this year, so hopefully whoever those are, I'll look forward to getting a chance to go at them.
Paul Volander with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul, we'll let you get out of here with this. How about your development? How do you feel your game has come along off-season and in the first 13 games this year?
Well, I got a lot of work to do. Really, at this point, it's for me a mental challenge to just compete every play and to kind of have that killer instinct every play on offense and defense. And, when all is said and done, after I'm done here, I don't have no regrets with that and just continue to become more competitive and more continue to develop more of that killer instinct in the game. I've learned a lot about that as I've been in here, and just look forward to keep doing that.
I know free throws were a big concern last year at times for this club. You're shooting over 70%. Where would you like to see the team at, Paul, when you get in Big 12 play?
Hopefully we can get to the 80s. I know I need to,
100.
I need to improve, and we all can shoot free throws. I think it's a mental thing when you get in the game, and we all know it's important, and so it adds a little pressure to it. So hopefully we can just relax and just do what we do, and we're all pretty good shooters, so hopefully we can connect on those.
Hey, Paul, we know Piatkowski's helping out with some of the broadcasts. Has he strapped him up in practice at all?
He hasn't, but that'd be kind of fun.
Well, challenge him and get him out there and see what he's got, because I think we'll put our odds on you, buddy.
Well, I don't know. I appreciate that.
Paul, hey, we appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Best of luck tomorrow against Missouri, and hope to catch up with you guys again soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Paul Volander, thanks so much as he joins us from the Nebraska men's basketball team, starting senior guard. They will take on Missouri tomorrow at 1. It's on ESPN2, and you can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. When we come back, we're going to give away a Sunheat System space heater. We've got our winner picked out, Tony's selections for the pro games, and we'll wrap up the show after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
You want the best value available on ATVs, so get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV, or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVs or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks.
Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area throughout the afternoon hours as we'll see more developing cloud cover as temperatures stay fairly steady in the 40s and then fall off later today with northwest winds to 20 to 35 miles per hour. A few rain showers are possible, which could turn to some snow showers later on today. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Well, as you've heard on the Doug and Danny Show for the last couple of months, the best opinions on the hot topics qualify for a Sun Heat System energy-efficient space heater, and we're giving one away every week, and it's the end of the week, so let's give one away. Derek, who is the winner of our Sun Heat System space heater for this week?
Like every week, we had a lot of good topics coming in this week, but Mike from St. Paul chiming in with a topic on the national championship game and basically the bowls in general and how a different bowl breakdown would be more beneficial and not stretching it out so long was the point he made. But a good point at that, and Mike from St. Paul going to be a winner of one of those Sun Heat space heater systems.
Yeah, he hit the board a couple times this week. Congratulations, Mike. Sure appreciate it. And coming up Monday on the program, we'll be talking with former Nebraska basketball coach Danny Nee. He joins us Monday. He's going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm looking forward to that talk with Coach Nee, who's now the Director of Player Development at Rutgers University. Time for Tony's NFL selections. Tony, you said yesterday that the favorites do a good job in this round of the playoffs. Who you got?
Well, I've got a lot of those favorites. I've got Pittsburgh. I know it was a close game the first time around. Pittsburgh didn't come away with points, and they needed to come away with points that first game. I think they come away with some points, and I think they take care of business versus San Diego. The underdog I'm going to take, and it may surprise some people, I think the Philadelphia Eagles playing some of the best football of the season. They're going to have to deal with a three-headed monster at running back, but I will take those 4.5 points, and I'll take the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to take the other two favorites. I know everybody's high on Baltimore. Tennessee gets some people rested, gets some people back. They're at home. I think they're too good. They've proven that most of the season. Kind of had a lull in the middle or about the two-third point, but they've got it back together and rolling. And I think Arizona hasn't proven they can go across the country and win. So I'm going to lay those points. I know it's 10. I know that's a monster number. But I'm going to take three favorites and one underdog. The one underdog is Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, that's going to wrap things up. Daddy selections on the Doug and Daddy Show every Friday. Best of luck, big fella.
It's a new year, so we're starting over, right?
Whatever.
Same season.
How'd we do on our college picks? I thought, did you just?
We're 7-4.
Seven and four
on our bowl selection. So, Jeff, the winner. The
Jeff
winner
Sherman
of the Frosty.
That's right.
Fridge recliner from Slumberland. So, congratulations, 9-2. That's excellent, no matter how you look at it.
Earlier in the show, gave away that family four-pack of hockey tickets and came back and talked to Paul Volander. Didn't mention who won. Who was that?
Matt from Kearney, the winner there.
Good job, Matt. So we gave away hockey tickets. We gave away food. We gave away Slumberland. We gave away
Sun Heat Systems.
Oh, man, what a deal. We want to thank Billy C., the coach, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Nebraska starting guard Paul Volander for joining us. The Huskers play tomorrow, men and women, home Missouri at 1, women Oklahoma 705, UNK on the road. And, of course, the Hastings College basketball teams are home Sunday. Hastings wrestling open tomorrow. UNK and Nebraska are on their way to the Cliff Keen National Duels. And don't forget, high school basketball and wrestling going on all weekend. Enjoy your time. Monday, former Nebraska coach Danny Nee will join us.
Along with a recap of all the NFL playoff games, we'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.